This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 3.39 1/4, down 7 1/4. December corn, 3.48 1/4, down 7 3/4. March corn, 3.61 1/4, down 7 1/2. September soybeans, 10.90 3/4, up 5 1/4. November soybeans, 10.08 1/2, down 13. January soybeans, 10.15 1/2, down 12 3/4. September wheat, 5.33 1/2, up 2. December wheat, 5.33 1/2, down 1 3/4. March wheat, 5.50 3/4, down 2 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Monday afternoon, with rumors of better than average yields coming from harvest in the south. Corn and soybean prices closed lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 8 cents at 320 to 348. Soybean bids were mostly 13 cents lower at 1008 to 1213. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 10 cents lower at 320 to 348. Soybean bids were down 6 to 13 cents at 985 to 1256. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 12 cents at 314 to 349. Soybean bids mostly 13 cents lower, ranging from 984 to 1129. And the wheat bids steady to 1 cent lower at 418 to 469. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 38 to 63 cents, ranging from 11.34 to 12.59. Basis down 25 to 50 cents, ranging from 125 to 250 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 594.20 to 611.20 per ton. That's mixed for the day, with basis steady to $15 per ton lower, range from 148 to 165 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 15 to 18 cents lower at 343 to 366, with basis down 7 to 10 cents, range from 5 under to 18 over December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 cents lower at 326 to 363. Basis steady, range from 22 under to 15 over December. Soybeans dropped 13 to 63 cents at 1034 to 1184, with basis steady to 50 cents lower at 25 to 175 over November. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at 348 to 364. The same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 13 cents, with quotations at 10.54 to 11.34. Soft red Brenna wheat down 1 to 2 at 4.53 to 4.66, and the Milo ended 8 cents lower for the day at 3.28 to 3.38. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 295 to 318. New crop soybean bids 969 to 984. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 310 up to 324. New crop soybean bids at 973 to 1002. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 312 up to 328, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 974 to 996. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 158.52, down $1.22. December live cattle, 160.85, down 7 cents. February live cattle, 159.45, up 25 cents. September feeder cattle, 227.15, up $1.42. October feeder cattle, 225.92, up $1.55. November feeder cattle, 224.17, up $1.25. October lean hogs, 103.07 down $2.55. December lean hogs, 96.05 up 60 cents. February lean hogs, 92.47 up $1.05. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 8th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 50 cents lower in the range of $90 to $100.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $96.53. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, solder sows were trading fully steady from Friday, with moderate demand from moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 54 to 60, 4 to 5 weights 56 to 63, 5 to 6 weights 61 to 64, and 600 pounds and up 64 to 65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $3 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $62 to $69. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 20,009 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Special Feeder Cattle Sale. They had receipts of 1,578 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, three weights, 300 to 335, four weights, 280 to 236. Five weights were 250 to 320, and six weights were 226 to 249. Now on to the Holstein steers, large threes. They had some four weights, 218 to 246, and six weights at 189 to 194. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, three weights, 281 to 305, four weights, 260 to 300, five weights, 226 to 280, and some six weights at 210 to 237. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 275 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $103.54, and that was 38 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $251.39, and that was $272 higher, with select carcasses at $237.84, and that was $1.59 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000. That compared to 2,000 last week, which was a holiday, and last 119,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 400,000. That compared to 3,000 last week, and 418,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.46. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.46. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.90. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.79. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.30. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.46. Beans at Greenfield are $10.90. Beans at Scottville are $10.79. And wheat at Scottville is $4.30. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. It's 620, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Every producer knows that during harvest, time is money. To better serve our producer customers, M&M Service Company is upgrading several of our strategically located grain elevators to facilitate faster truck unloading. We have multiple locations, giving you the flexibility to haul to the closest M&M Service location. Call M&M Service Company at 217-854-2099 or toll-free at 855-769-5117 or visit our website at mmservice.com for all your grain marketing needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
For today, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, high temperatures in the low 80s with light south winds. For tonight, cloudy skies with a chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 70s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy skies with occasional showers, highs in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower on Friday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have light south winds. The barometric pressure is steady. Partly cloudy skies, 63 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Boys, let's go.
From Beck's and the YI Farm Movement comes the story of Ben Moore.
What field we heading to, Dad?
A father dedicated to giving his boys an opportunity. Because he's not just living his dream.
Who's riding first today, boys?
He's giving them a chance to live theirs. Watch Ben's video at yifarm.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Seavers JCB sells a complete line of construction equipment. Seavers JCB, a division of Seavers Equipment Company, sells the full line of JCB construction equipment. JCB is the third largest maker of construction equipment in the world. Backhoes, track hoes, telehandlers, wheel loaders, forklifts, compaction equipment, and the new generation side entry skid steers, the world's safest skid steer. JCB also offers ag equipment. Contact Seavers JCB in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, or Auburn, or go to SeaversJCB.com. And in Missouri, go to JCB of St. Louis at JCB of St.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
CHS Service Center in Louder, 217-435-9023.
New vaccines are coming on the line to combat the deadly porcine epidemic diarrhea virus that's proven deadly for more than 8 million piglets across the country. USDA has given conditional approval for a second PED vaccine. The National Pork Board Science Chief, Paul Sundberg, says the timing could be key based on seasonal PEDV fluctuations.
I think everybody expects that it's going to increase in incidence as we get into the fall and winter because it's a coronavirus-like PGE. It's probably not unexpected that it's been at a very low level this summer, and that's very good news. But I think this fall and winter is going to be key in the future and how this virus is going to be either managed or eliminated from our herds in the future.
This depends heavily on sows and what kind of immunity they have. Sundberg says it's too soon to gauge the vaccine's effectiveness.
We haven't had a good opportunity to do a lot of practical application in the countryside, so we still don't know yet exactly how effective they're going to be. They've gotten conditional license through USDA, which is good. That means that they're safe and they show some promise for efficacy, but we don't know what the amount of that efficacy is going to be.
And field tests must also be completed, but vaccines are about prevention, not treatment.
The treatment for PED is difficult. It's a viral disease. It's a viral disease of the gut. Treatment is difficult. There are things that can be done as far as supportive care, like making sure that everything is as clean as possible and the pigs have as much water or electrolytes as they need. But treatment's very difficult for this, especially in the very young pigs.
Sundberg says the most important prevention is biosecurity. Producers should review their procedures with their veterinarian to make sure they're solid, updated, and applicable. Harvest season is upon us. I spoke with local farmer Randy Littrell about what he expects to see on his farm this harvest season.
We're definitely getting everything ready to go. We pulled a few ears of corn this morning just out of the end rows, and they were 23-4. And so, it's, you know, of course, you start getting nervous when you get, you know, as the moisture comes down, the more nervous you get. So, but no, we're definitely getting everything ready to go, you know, depending on how the weather goes and a little cooler temperatures. But, you know, the humidity's come down some and the sun's warm. So hopefully the corn keeps drying.
Everyone seems really anxious to get out into the fields. We want to always keep harvests short and not be going into the winter as much as possible.
Right, yeah, those long drawn out falls, we do not like those.
Now, have you come into the situation where you're seeing that the ears are hanging down and ready to go, but the stalks are still green as can be?
You know, I was in the out in the field this morning, and our stalks, they look healthy, they're strong. But yes, the stalks are staying green, which, you know, that's a genetic thing that has gotten better over the years. But yes, the ears, you know, the shucks are opening up, ears are falling down. It's getting close to time. And, you know, I guess that's what makes us all nervous.
And it seems odd that nowadays harvest smells more like you're cutting silage than actually harvesting corn.
Yeah, we was talking about that the other day. You know, with the stalks staying green and everything, it does. It has that silage smell to it, which, you know, we've always cut silage since I was a kid, and I kind of love the smell anyway. But it seems odd to be shelling corn, and, you know, you kind of get that fresh green chop smell.
Right. Now, is there anything you're looking forward to in particular with this coming harvest season? Any problems that you're going to watch out for or anything of the sort when it comes to either harvesting corn or beans?
Well, it's typical, you know, the weather, you know, machinery breakdowns and things like that. But, you know, our crops look good. So hopefully everything, you know, if the corn stays standing and so forth, hopefully everything goes smooth. But it's going to be interesting. I know, you know, everyone's expecting a big harvest pretty well nationwide this year, and which the markets show that. So, hopefully everything runs smooth and, you know, it's agriculture. You never know.
Now, with how your guys' fields look this year, are you expecting a larger than normal year on your farm?
I think our averages are, we will be above our averages. I really do. I was in Wisconsin a lot this summer, and their crops, to me, look amazing up there, you know, especially on the hills and so forth. And, you know, I would come home from Wisconsin, I'd think, gosh, our beans look short, you know, compared to theirs, because their beans were, I don't know, I guess they've had a good, I don't know a lot about, you know, what they do up there. But I hate making yield estimates. I just stay away from it. But, you know, there looks like there's a lot of pods on the beans. You know, like I said, you know, I've been out in the cornfield a few times the last few weeks. You know, the ears are all pretty uniform, good-looking ears of corn. So we'll just have to wait and see.
And, you know, beans can be as tall as they want, but if they don't have all those pods on them, it's just tight.
Yep, that's true. And, you know, and again, you know, with the genetics, you know, with the soybeans, you know, we've come a long ways in the last, gosh, even 15, 20 years with the soybeans, you know. So, and I think the yields have been better in soybeans, you know, just kind of a little more consistent anyway. We don't have the variation we used to have with soybeans.
Now, what some farmers have seen over the recent years is that they're having big problems with weeds in their soybean fields. Have you guys had that problem, having weedy soybean fields?
Yeah, a little bit. I've noticed that too. You know, you drive down the road and you think, gosh darn, there's some ragweed or there's some hemp or something coming out there, you know. But it has made the chemical strategy change a lot. You know, I think in the last 3 or 4 years especially. You know, when we first got the Roundup beans and so forth, it was like, wow, those are nice, clean fields. But, you know, we're having to get a little more creative now.
Yeah, chemical rotation is definitely getting bigger and bigger.
Right.
Well, Randy, is there anything else you want to add before we go here? Anything about the harvest season or anything?
Well, I just hope it goes well for everyone and everyone stays safe. That's probably the main thing.
Again, that was area farmer Randy Littrell. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.